With Radio Cayman Sports, I'm April Cummings. League play has resumed in the 2026 inter-primary cricket competition, with girls and boys teams from across Grand Cayman back on the pitch after opening rallies. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has the Week 2 results and a look ahead to Round 3.
After a two-week break following the one-day rallies, league fixtures in the 2026 inter-primary cricket competition kicked off again on Friday, May 8th. In a Zone A girls' play, First Baptist Christian School edged Red Bay Primary by a single run. Prospect Primary and East End Primary shared the points in a draw. Edna Moyle Primary avenged their rally loss to Island Primary B, and Joanna Clark Primary slipped past Thaline L. McCoy Primary by one run. Island Primary A had the week off. In Zone B girls action, Cayman Prep A defeated Footsteps School. Sir John A. Cumber Primary beat Cayman Prep B, and St. Ignatius Catholic recorded a close win over Cayman International School, while Marie Martin Primary was idle. For the boys, Zone A, Red Bay Primary scored a big win over First Baptist Christian School. East End Primary beat Prospect Primary. Edna Moyle Primary topped Island Primary B, and Joanna Clark Primary overcame Thaline L. McCoy Primary. In Zone B boys play, Cayman Prep A got the better of rally champions Footsteps School. Sir John A. Cumber Primary edged Cayman Prep B, and St. Ignatius Catholic outscored Cayman International School, with the Cayman Academy versus Marie Martin Primary match postponed. Round 3 is set for Friday, May 15th, with games for both girls and boys across the two zones at venues including Prospect Primary, Smith Road Oval, Joanna Clark Primary, and Edna Moyle Primary, the Annex Field, Caymana Bay, Cayman Prep, and Sir John A. Cumber Primary. The competition runs from April through June, featuring 15 schools split into Zone A and Zone B leagues for both girls and boys, with 8 over games for girls and 12 over games for boys on Friday afternoons. The tournament is organized by the Department of Education Services, the Department of Sports, and the Cayman Cricket Association, and is sponsored in part by Caribbean Utilities Company, CUC. Parents and supporters are encouraged to come out and cheer on the young cricketers. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Saturday was a day for the history books, with two Cayman rugby teams taking their A game to St. Thomas University. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
Cayman's under 14 and under 18 Fire Girls, females in rugby empowered and educated, quote, embraced every opportunity, asked phenomenal questions, and enjoyed an inspiring tour at St. Thomas University after a weekend full of international friendlies. In boiling conditions, both teams scored some big tries while supporting each other every step of the way. For most of the girls, it was their first ever game of rugby. The Under 18 Fire Group is an after-school club at John Gray High School, Clifton Hunter, and Layman Scott. 24 of those players come from the government schools, with one representing Footsteps. Cayman Rugby says Fire is about far more than rugby. It's about creating opportunities through sport, education, and holistic development. Alongside rugby training, the girls participate in workshops focused on nutrition, leadership, mental health, and strength and conditioning. During the recent trip, the teams also visited St. Thomas University, where there are opportunities for both full and partial scholarships in rugby and education. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Carsley Fuller.
And in other rugby news, Cayman rugby women headed to Miami to take on St. Thomas University women's team in an action-packed rugby tens clash. The final score, Cayman 69, St. Thomas University 38. A Discovery Day tradition is back, and you can get your tickets sorted for the 2026 Clash of the Legends football tournament. Organizer Brent Hides is with the Hope for Today Foundation.
We're doing one of our major fundraisers called the Clash of the Legends. It's the biggest thing ever since Argentina has took up France for the World Cup. So we're asking the community to come out and support the cause while all the old foots go to the closet, dust off their shoes, take the Ed Bush Stadium on May the 18th, Discovery Day.
Georgetown will take on West Bay, and then it will be East End versus Bodentown.
It's a family fun day where we're inviting the community to come out, eat the food, enjoy the egg and spoon races, sack races, all the good fun activities, allow the kids to come out, win some gift certificates. There's a whole bunch of great prizes that are for grabs. There's staycations at the Westin, staycations at the Lobster Port, gift certificates for Foster's, Rackham's, PD's, parasailing rides. You can't and you don't want to miss this afternoon. It's just a fun, fun evening. So bring out your whole family and enjoy the bunks and castles. As I said, just enjoy the event.
The money raised supports the Hope for Today Foundation, an organization that helps those in the community with substance abuse disorder. Get your tickets by calling 928-9099. That is Radio Cayman Sports for this evening. I'm April Cummings.